Welcome to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio, a stimulating look at culture, current events, faith, and politics from a Christian and conservative point of view. We don't just talk on the radio, we blog too. Check us out at caffeinatedthoughts.com. Now grab a cup of coffee and join us. This is Caffeinated Thoughts Radio.
Hey, welcome. This is Shane Vanderhurt. I'm editor-in-chief of caffeinatedthoughts.com, and this is our debut edition of Caffeinated Thoughts Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. We're going to be able to kick off your weekend unless you're a real early riser. But we just wanted to welcome you. And at the show, we talk about culture, politics, current events, theology, whatever's kind of on our mind. We're kind of schizophrenic that way. We just like to talk about whatever comes up during the week. And again, my name is Shane Vanderhurt. I'm the co-host with my sidekick here, Brian Myers. Why don't you introduce yourself, Brian?
Hello, everybody. And I am Brian Myers, and I'm senior contributor at Caffeinated Thoughts. And I'm the highly caffeinated comical sidekick of our editor-in-chief here.
Great. And we just wanted to talk a little bit about our sponsor, our illustrious sponsor. So, Brian, why don't you go ahead and give a promo for M&A Moving and Hauling?
Okay. Well, first of all, we're happy to have the opportunity to sponsor this show, and hopefully it'll be something that'll be of great interest to the listeners. M&A Moving Hauling has got some exciting news. We are teaming up with a fellow by the name of Tim Hibbing over in Ames. Tim Hibbing and his staff, Tim along with primarily Casey Christensen, will be involved in scheduling, customer service, and personnel assignment for our moving business. And you may even see Tim and Casey at a job site from time to time. But we're really excited about this opportunity for our growth and certainly for our customers, as we'll have more human resources available. We've had to turn down a lot of work because we're involved in so many things, but this gives me one less hat to wear, and we should be able to help our customers out with their needs a lot more frequently and with a lot less lead time. So I say all that to say that when you hear M&A Moving and Hauling ads on KTIA, you're going to hear Tim Hibbing instead of me. But that's what's going on. And Tim's company is Fortress Wealth Management in Ames, mm-hmm. by the way.
Anyway, for M&A Moving and Hauling, just check out a couple of guys.net. And if you have any moving needs, be sure to hit them up.
Absolutely.
Today, we just, a lot has gone on this week, and just kind of rewind back to Sunday. We had the Super Bowl, and suddenly, right before the Super Bowl, you had this interview with President Obama. And one thing that we learned is that we should never go to President Obama to predict the score of the Super Bowl. He predicted a 24-21 game, and obviously Denver fans can tell you that's not what happened, as they're crying.
He was as accurate there as he was on anything else that he said.
Yeah, so he did say some interesting things, so I'm going to go ahead and play cut one of his interview with Bill O'Reilly.
What's happening is we end up creating a political agenda on
Absolutely.
Something
that was my next question.
Democrats and Republicans should be unified in trying to figure out how are we going to protect people.
I got to get to the IRS, but I just want to say that your detractors believe that you did not tell the world it was a terror attack because your campaign didn't want that out.
Bill, think
That's
about
what they believe.
And they believe it because folks like you are telling them
that. No, I'm not telling them that. I'm asking you whether you were told it was a terror attack.
And what I'm saying is that is inaccurate.
All right.
We revealed to the American people exactly what we understood at the time. The notion that we would hide the ball for political purposes when a week later we all said, in fact, there was a terrorist attack taking place the day after I said it was an act of terror, that wouldn't be a very good cover-up
all
if
right.
that's what we were engaged
I got to get
in.
To the IRS because I don't.
So,
wow.
Incredible. Still not taking responsibility for Benghazi and just continues to deflect. It's amazing.
It really is. It's all about folks like O'Reilly. It's all about Fox News. It has nothing to do with those guys giving a snow job to the American people. Absolutely incredible. I haven't the faintest idea how he can continue, with a straight face to say things like this. I'm reluctant to call the President of the United States a liar. It's an easy charge to make. People say it all the time about politicians. It's a charge that's too easily made. But hubris seems to fall short in terms of accuracy when you describe this president and his administration. It's just, you know, and he made that comment about how, you know, a week later, they said it was terrorism. It wasn't a week later.
No, it's much, much later.
It was much later. And to be fair, I'll grant him this. He did that first day use the word terrorism. I'll give him that. But for the next 2 weeks, as I recall, and I've got the dates somewhere here in this stack of papers here, but for the next couple of weeks, everybody in his administration, from Susan Rice to Jay Carney, was talking about this stupid YouTube video that allegedly started, you know, this whole spontaneous combustion at the consulate. They knew it wasn't true. In that interview with O'Reilly, O'Reilly asks him right out of the gate, excuse me, when Leon Panetta told you what was going on, did he say it was terrorism? And President Obama does not answer that question. It's a simple yes or no.
Yeah.
And he goes everywhere, you know, but answers the question. He just doesn't do it.
And the American people are still, you know, over a year since this event took place, we're still waiting to hear what, you know, actually find out what actually happened. And I think those who died that day, you know, we deserve answers. The families deserve answers, and unfortunately, we're not getting it from President Obama. He keeps deflecting. You know, they had hearings, but they, you know, didn't really say much. He had, you know, Secretary Clinton say at the time, you know, what difference does it make? You know, what happened?
Oh,
it does make a difference. And we want to know, what exactly did the president know, when he knew, and when did he know it, and how did that impact the decisions he was making? You know, for instance, they had intelligence that they needed to bolster up security, but they didn't, you know, move forward on that. So it's a shame, and unfortunately, that's a scandal that the media just kind of blew over, you know, right before the election. So the president didn't really take the investigation, as far as the congressional investigation and hearing, seriously. But then again, he's been blowing off the Congress for, you know, ever since he entered office. So,
well, it's been a very, very frustrating situation, in my opinion. I'm willing to cut the administration a lot of slack with respect to actually what happened in Benghazi that day. In other words, there was a lot of criticism about, well, why didn't we go in there and try to help those guys out, and why didn't we do this and why didn't we do that? In stuff like that, I kind of feel like some little guy out in the cheap seats like me has no business passing, you know, judgment without a lot more data to work from on the response that we had. Notwithstanding, you're exactly right that in my opinion, it's pretty clear that we should have done something to secure that facility a long time prior to the attack. That seems to be pretty obvious. But my big problem from the get-go has been, okay, why are you giving us this stupid, ridiculous narrative about a YouTube video?
It's amazing.
Just own up to the fact.
It's terrorism, and we weren't ready.
Exactly. And I think at the end of the day, it was all about the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were running around saying Bin Laden's dead, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
And that changes the narrative.
War on terror is over. You know, here we were very, very close to the election, and none of this stuff was going to fit the agenda. And so here we are, you know, a year later, and we're still being fed this, you know, the same line. I just think it's unconscionable to see an administration just continue, you know, to feed this unmitigated pile to us day after day.
And they do it again later on in the interview when they discuss the IRS scandal.
In part because you and your TV station will promote them.
Blaming Fox News again.
There are unanswered questions.
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement. Okay. Because it basically says,
so you're saying if you're involved, no corruption there at all. No,
that's not what I'm saying. That's actually
no, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader of the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Out of a local
office.
But no mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption. Obviously.
Okay.
Not even a smidgen of corruption. Interesting. Shall I play cut three with Congressman Trey Gowdy of South Carolina? He addresses that.
Yeah, do that in just a second, Shane. One thing that I did want to point out, and I don't think we have a cut on this, but George Will points out something that I think is pretty interesting here. This is his opinion, of course, but in his view, the IRS scandal was one of three great scandals in the last four decades. He lists Watergate, Iran-Contra, and then the IRS scandal. And he points out, of course, that the first two, we had a Republican in office, and you had what he refers to as ravenous media coverage of those first two scandals. But on the IRS scandal, crickets. Mm. Maybe not crickets, but his point is that the media's got Obama's back.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the quote is, he says, the IRS scandal is not being pursued, and the president knows that.
It's a very short, it was a very short news cycle, and it's like, okay, nothing to see here, move on.
Exactly.
And bringing up other things. You know, they did the same thing with the, kind of going down a rabbit trail, but with the NSA, with Edward Snowden. Suddenly it wasn't about what the NSA was doing, it was all about, oh, Edward Snowden leaked these files, and suddenly the story became about him. Rather than the fact that our own we have this government agency that was spying on us, so incredible. Congressman Gowdy kind of cries foul on what President Obama said in his interview with Bill O'Reilly.
The president says there's not a smidgen of criminality or corruption. Do either of you remember seeing a witness named Lois Lerner sitting at the very table y'all are sitting at? Do you remember her invoking her Fifth Amendment privilege, the same privilege that she targeted some of your groups for trying to educate people about? Some of your groups just want to simply educate people about the Constitution, the one that she availed herself of the very second she was exposed to criminal investigation. So how can the president say there's not a smidgen of criminality when Lois Lerner invoked the Fifth Amendment? 41 witnesses haven't been interviewed, including the two that are here right now. How can he possibly draw that conclusion?
Because he's President Obama, and that's what he likes to do. Get the attention off of me. Hey, nothing to see here. We don't have additional witnesses here. It was all isolated in Cincinnati. It didn't touch, Washington, D.C. I knew nothing about it, even though I had the IRS commissioner, come to my office numerous times. I never talked with him. I have no idea what's going on. He's the most clueless president ever because he never knows what's going on with his administration. It's amazing.
Charles Krauthammer said something similar to Trey Gowdy. He says, with the incredible lack of curiosity of the mainstream media, had this been a Republican abusing the IRS, you can be sure the mainstream media would be all over it. He knows, as in Benghazi, as in all the other scandals, that he can hide, he can play rope-a-dope, he can string it out, and over time it becomes old news. That's just what you mentioned a few moments ago, Shane, with the news cycle. And he finishes up here with remarks connected to Gowdy's. Incidentally, if there isn't a smidgen of corruption, why do you think she took the Fifth?
Yeah. Obviously, she didn't want to incriminate herself.
Just nothing there.
Yeah.
Move on.
It's amazing. Congress needs to keep pushing this. They need to, make sure we hear from those other witnesses and subpoena whatever it takes. The truth needs to come out.
Well, it really does. And again, it's just, this has been one of the most frustrating, for me personally, this has been one of the most frustrating things that I've seen with regard to this administration. This is another great quote from This is from Ben Stein, and this was from this was about a year and a half ago, about the time that the just shortly after the Benghazi attack. Ben Stein says, incredibly, Jay Carney, White House spokesman, is spinning a complete fairy tale that the Islamists really like America and Mr. Obama. The murderers are just upset about a movie trailer that came out months ago. And then he says, how stupid do they think we Americans are? If Mr. Obama really believes this, he belongs in a straitjacket.
Well, unfortunately, there are a group of Americans who will buy this. They're the ones that voted for him the second time.
Well, that's a good point, of course.
And that's unfortunate. Jay Carney, my hat off to him. I have never seen anybody who can spin like he can. He's the king of spin. It's amazing to watch him work during these press briefings. Just the things that come out of his mouth, regardless of, you know, what the topic is, even if he has no idea what he's talking about, he can make it sound good.
Well, and he has the ability to give you a non-answer in incredible ways. He can talk for 15 minutes and never tell you anything.
Absolutely.
You're left with, boy, that was a good question.
So, moving on, we had a jobs report come out this month.
Yeah, we did here. I think it was 113.
And we'll have to pick that up next segment.
Okay.
Talk about jobs. You're listening to Caffeinated Thoughts Radio, caffeinatedthoughts.com.